carried the bread and butter. 3 Button carried the cakes. 4 Button carried the apples. And 5 Button carried the cups and plates. Just as they were crossing over the little bridge that leads to the common, 3 Button stumbled and fell. He only just managed not to fall into the water beneath, but alas, the cakes did. How upset all the Button elves were. It was dreadful to have no cakes at a picnic tea. 3 Button was very sorry about it, but it couldn't be helped. They found a nice place to have their picnic, and then 3 Button said that, as he had lost the cakes, he would take the job of going to ask for water for their kettle. So off he started. He saw a cottage in the distance and walked towards it. As he drew near to it, he smelt a delicious smell of newly made cakes. He knocked on the door and a dame opened it. 3 Button thought that she looked very like a witch, but she had kind eyes, so he felt sure that she couldn't be. "Please may I have some water from my kettle?" he asked. "Certainly," said the dame. "Step into my kitchen and take some from the tap." So 3 Button walked into the kitchen and filled his kettle. Then he suddenly caught sight of the table, and his eyes and mouth opened in surprise, for it was piled high with hundreds of cakes, all newly made and smelling simply delicious. 3 Button remembered how he had dropped the picnic cakes into the water, and a very naughty thought came into his head. Surely the dame would never miss 5 cakes from such a big pile. In a trice, the naughty little elf snatched 5 buns from the table, took up his kettle, and ran out of the door. He raced back to the others and showed them what he had got, but he didn't tell them that he had stolen the buns. They were very pleased. Soon the kettle was boiling away merrily, and 1 Button made the tea. Then the elves set to work on the bread and butter. When they had finished that, they started on the newly baked cakes. They were simply delicious. But just as they were handing one another the apples, a curious thing happened. Each elf began to feel very uncomfortable. They looked at one another and then cried out in dismay. "We're all getting very big," they cried and pointed to each other. Sure enough, they were. Their little tunics became very tight and their toes burst out of their boots. Soon their hats were much too small and fell off their heads. "What is it?" cried 1 Button. "What can be the matter with us?" But none of them knew. It was really dreadful. They grew bigger and bigger, and at last, with a pop, 1 Button's little button flew off his tunic. Then 2 Button's 2 buttons flew off too, and 3 buttons and 4 buttons. 5 buttons popped off as well, and soon the grass was strewn with all their buttons. Crying bitterly, they ran home. Everyone they met stared at them in astonishment. When they got home, they shut themselves up and looked all through their magic books to find out what was the matter with them. And very soon, they discovered that pimpernel cakes, eaten newly made, caused people to grow terribly big, all in a hurry. Then 3 Button began to sob, and he confessed to the others that he had stolen the 5 cakes he had brought to them. "I expect they must have been pimpernel cakes," he wept. "I remember seeing a lot of pimpernels growing round the woman's cottage. Oh, whatever are we to do?" "Wait a minute," cried 1 Button eagerly. "Here is a page that tells us what to do to get back to our own size again. Listen. Melt salt and sugar together in a silver thimble and drink it in front of a fire. Then you will grow small once more." It wasn't long before all the elves were solemnly drinking salt and sugar from silver thimbles in front of their kitchen fire. No sooner had they finished than they suddenly shrank back to their ordinary size. How glad they were! They took hands and danced round and round in glee. Just then,